Hi, this is Kevin Cook. Thank you for coming back to Heavy Construction Equipment Podcast. And this episode, we're going to talk about dozer tips. And again, this episode has been sponsored by me. Are you looking for good, used, quality equipment? Then come to my website at www.heavyequipmentguy.com or call me at 817-733-3799. All right, here we go on to the podcast. Operating a dozer is considered to be far simpler than perhaps operating any other form of heavy equipment. It is said that the number of applications you have inside the cab are lesser than the comparable other machines, and this is why it's never a problem to learn how to operate a dozer. On the contrary, first-time users are recommended to first experience operating a dozer first and then any other form of heavy equipment. You know, they say it's easier. Once you are able to achieve the control over the different functions of the machine, life becomes simpler for you. Therefore, you can try out other forms of heavy equipment and learn to operate them as well. There is specifically no ground rule to learn to operate a dozer. So if you ask for any sort of tip from a veteran who has been running dozers for the ages, will not be able to say anything in particular. All he or she might say is that they got to concentrate on the work and understand the various functions of the machine. To start with providing any tips that can be given as an operation, a dozer operator must begin with these. Number one, knowing the various functions of the machine. You got to know your system well in order to work on it. As long as you are unaware of all the devices in there, it will be rather difficult for you to manage the movement of the dozer. Once you are inside the cab, the movement of the dozer is your responsibility, and you should understand that you're dealing with something very serious. Hence, if anything goes wrong or a minor blunder from the end can cost the company in tons. Therefore, it's crucial that you take your stuff seriously and learn about the functions that you have in the dozer and understanding the various utilities of the function and thereby work on it to access better control over it. Next, proper maintenance in the key. Dozers are meant for rough working conditions, but this does not mean that you can't keep that going along without giving proper break and not servicing. Always do preventive maintenance for your machines. The machines always needs a little rest like we do, and timely maintenance is an uttermost important. Failing, which can lead to serious complications in your machine. Maintain the machine also comes under the chapter on how to keep dozers safe. This is simple, means that by changing oil and properly greasing the machine, you're lengthening its life and also ensuring that the machine performs safely without any hiccups at all times. If not done, there are high chances that parts may start becoming rogue, and you can ultimately face the music of your boss, and then the machine is down for the count. You know, always got to take care of your dozer. And lastly, the best way to learn to operate a dozer. There could be no other better way to learn to operate a dozer other than watching a veteran do it. I mean, basically, that's the truth. Sit along with him or her and see him working. You got to make the notes of his activity and understand that he or she is working with that machine. This will prove to be a useful tip for you going further or forward into your career as of a dozer operator. Again, thank you for coming. And if you got any questions, give me a jingle, 817-733-3799. Thank you and God bless.